Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we focus on worship and praise.
Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise ye the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelters the under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen
Dear Heavenly Father, as we invest this time together in Your presence, Lord, we praise You. We applaud what You have done. Our praise, it is about You. Our worship is addressed to You, honoring You for who You are. As You inhabit the praises of Your people, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to You, our Creator, Savior, and the only true God. Listening to A Call to Worship and Praise.
Praise the Lord, my soul. unto the sun.
Treasures we can hide in our
hearts. Let the trees clap their hands. Let the deepest waters dance. Every hill and valley, every wind and valley. Bless the Lord, the maker of all. Only He is worthy. With the angels we must fall to our knees. Even the ones cry out His name. All creation sings.
Most worthy of praise.
in the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have the victory.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If call to worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll also find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. Thank you. This is your call to worship. As we see the concepts of both praise and worship throughout Scripture, throughout God's Word, we're commanded to praise the Lord, and we see examples of worship coming from the heart. There's praise, and then there's worship. Each of these have slight differences, and Yet both are a natural result of a close relationship with God. God sees and knows our hearts, and He desires and deserves sincere, heartfelt praise and worship. You may have heard it said that praise is boldly declaring, while worship is humbly bowing in the presence of God. Praise applauds what God has done. Worship is honoring God for who He is. And praise is about God, while worship is addressed to Him. And while praise is deeply connected with thanksgiving, worship is identified with the attitude of complete and total surrender. Definitions. Praise is, one, to express approval and recommendation or commendation of, applaud or eulogize. Two, to express adoration of, to glorify, and it is a commendation expressed as of someone for their virtues or concerning meritorious actions, utterance of approval, honor given, also applause. It is an expression of thanksgiving for blessings. Worship is, one, the act of feeling, of adoration or homage, the paying of religious reverence, as in praise and prayer, the act of feeling of respect or honor toward virtue or power. When we focus on praise, angels and heavenly hosts are commanded to praise the Lord. All inhabitants of the earth are instructed to praise the Lord. Romans 15:11. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people. We can praise Him with musical instruments, with singing, shouting, and with dance. Praise is the happy and joyful relating of all that God has done for us. It's simply, truthfully acknowledging the righteous acts of God. Since God has done many wonderful deeds, He's worthy of praise. The psalmist said in chapter 18 of Psalms, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised." Praise is quite often presented in Scripture as boisterous, joyful, and sometimes unbridled excitement and enthusiasm. God invites praise of all kinds from His creation. Jesus said that if people don't praise God, even the stones will cry out, found in Luke 19. Praise can be a part of worship, but worship goes beyond praise. Worship gets to the heart of who we are. Worship is an attitude of the heart. We must be willing to humble ourselves before God, surrender every part of our lives to His control, and adore Him for who He is, not just what He has done. As Jesus said in John 4, the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Often the act of worship is together with bowing or kneeling, showing humility. Psalm 95, verse 6, "Come, let us worship and bow down." In Luke 4, Jesus said, "The Scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only Him." Folks, it's impossible to worship God and anything else at the same time. When we worship God, we're ascribing worth to Him and proclaiming that He alone is worthy. From Psalm 29, "Give unto the Lord the glory, do His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness."
Ears that will hear you.
our call to worship today has focused on the praise and worship of God and Him alone. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now on to the King Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, the only wise God. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.